It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado seems to have dodged a major post-holiday COVID-19 surge. Residents and visitors largely respected mask-wearing rules and avoided travel and large indoor gatherings. Hospitalizations have dropped steadily from a high in early December. Case numbers are also down. CU Dr. Sunita Sharma says the arrival of vaccines is promising, but people have to keep their guard up.
I think there is definitely light at the end of the tunnel. I don't want people to give up that level of vigilance because I think that's what's keeping our numbers in check right now.
The IRS has seen a rise in scams related to the second round of stimulus payments for pandemic relief. CPR's Corey Jones reports.
The IRS's Criminal Investigation Division is warning Coloradans to be extra cautious of attempts to steal money and personal information. Common scams include text messages asking for bank account info, phishing emails that reference coronavirus relief, and fake requests for donations. The IRS says it does not send unsolicited texts and emails or make calls with threats of jail time or lawsuits. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Elementary school students in Jefferson County are back inside school buildings today, and middle and high school students will return earlier than planned. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
Interim Superintendent Christopher Hsu says going back and forth last fall between in-person and remote learning was hard on teachers and families.
We want to avoid this happening again, so the phased opening of in-person learning is our strategy.
Older students will return in groups to hybrid learning starting January 25th, a week earlier than planned. The district says that's because of lower COVID-19 rates, a strong desire from families to return to in-person, and a larger pool of substitute teachers. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.